This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of people held a march today in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk, the third straight weekend of protests aimed at President Vladimir Putin. At the core of the crisis, this month's detention of the popular regional governor Sergei Fergal on murder charges, allegations he denies. Supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he's being punished for defeating a candidate from Putin's United Russia Party in 2018. There was more street violence in the city of Portland, Oregon, on the west coast of the United States overnight. Once again, it was centered at a downtown federal courthouse, where a coalition of thousands of demonstrators tossed fireworks at the building and scuffled with federal agents who used tear gas against them. The Trump administration has sent a federal force into the city, which he says will protect U.S. buildings. Local officials have objected to the intervention. The Federal Protective Service cleared the area of protesters after declaring an unlawful assembly. There was a picture of heavy security today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu. American staff members inside face a deadline in 2 days to leave the country. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. demand that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have heightened tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Houston consulate a hub of Chinese spying and intellectual property theft. As was the case in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. Singapore's 68-year-old Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong today named a largely unchanged cabinet following an election win this month. Lee said because of the pandemic, he may delay his plan to step down. The Prime Minister said, quote, "A lot will depend on how events unfold, and all I can say is I will see this through." More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.